Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us on this Friday. Big night coming up tonight in high school football. We'll talk about that in a few moments. Then Johnny Holiday, the legendary play-by-play voice of Maryland football and men's basketball. It'd be great to have Johnny on the show. Always fun. A pro's pro with no ego and a great sense of humor. If you don't like being around Johnny Holiday, you don't like being around people. He is just a great guy. A lot of, you know what? I can say that about everybody in this conference. We have Paul Keels on last week. Paul is the same kind of guy. And we have Brian Barnhart coming up next week from Illinois. Same kind of guy. Dave Ennett, Northwestern, same kind of guy. I can go all the way through from George Blaha to Jim Brandstetter. I mean, all the way through. Everybody I deal with in this conference. Gary Dolphin from Iowa. Can't leave Dolph out. Matt LePay from Wisconsin. That's one of the great elements in this conference that I have enjoyed maybe more than anything else is the relationships over the years with the people who broadcast games for other programs, because it's just one great guy after another. And now getting Chris Carlin and Johnny Holiday into the mix and Greg Sharp at Nebraska as well. They've been great additions to always talk with and be around. Just really good people. And, you know, I already feel lucky to do the job to begin with. But at the same time, to forge relationships with other people I have great respect for, it's been a lot of fun. We'll talk to Johnny in a few moments. This show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere, and it's well laid out in that store. Plenty of help to get the cases to the car that you need. They have water, soda, snacks. The peanuts are fresh, hot, roasted every single day, and the pickle bar is second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up tonight. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, K Routes 11 and 15. In Hummel's Wharf. Penn State, Maryland tomorrow. Coming up tonight, it'll be Shikellamy football as the Braves are in action, taking on unbeaten Loyal Sox. 7 o'clock is the kickoff tonight. Kevin Herr and the Chief Dave Ritchie, the best high school football broadcast team out there, go to work at 6:30 this evening with the pregame show. Sealands Groves on Eagle 107 tonight. Pregame at 6, kickoff at 7. They're unbeaten. Milton's on WMLP tonight as they take on Mifflinburg this evening. And tomorrow, Bucknell, homecoming game, Georgetown at Christie. Strongly suggest that you go. You can take in the Bucknell game and then get home in time to watch Penn State football and listen to it as well tomorrow here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. So big weekend coming up. Penn State, Maryland, coming up tomorrow. M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. And I've always told people along the line that when I grow up, I want to be Johnny Holiday.
Oh, man. You know something. How do they put up with you every day in state college? Stuff like that.
Because you're able to fool them, Johnny. I'm able to fool them every day.
Well, I got to send you a bill, because while I was waiting to talk to you, I heard a commercial, and the last thing the guy says is, tell him Johnny sent you. Do I get a residual for that?
Every single time, Johnny. Every time. Checks in the mail.
Oh, it's great. It's always good to visit with you, Steve. I always look forward to this because I know it's going to be a little bit, well, fire away. Let's put it that way.
Fire away. Johnny, you've witnessed a lot during the course of your career at Maryland. How do you look at this particular situation with a mid-season adjustment like this and everything really on hold as a program for weeks?
The way I look at it, Steve, I don't and talking to Mike Loxley the other day, and we did his show last night, which was a terrific hour. You don't like to see anybody. I don't care what profession they're in. It's our business, or whether you're working in a department store or a filling station, gas station. You don't want to see anybody lose a job. It affects not only the people that are shown the door handsomely, I might add, in the case of Coach Edsel. They still have to pay him off of his contract. But it affects the assistant coaches. It affects the families. It affects the wives, the kids, everybody. You just don't want to see that happen. It's a very, very unfortunate situation. But I think in this particular case, with the team struggling the way that they did, people a lot smarter than I am figured that we just have to make a change. And it's tough coming at this time of the year, but it's a great opportunity for Mike Loxley, who's been in a situation like this before. Mm-hmm. He was shown the door at New Mexico when he was the head coach out there after winning only two games in, a year and a half or 2.5 years out there as a head coach. So he knows what Randy Edsel went through. And it was very, very tough this year with high expectations for this football team. But there's still six games to go, beginning with Penn State on Saturday. So Mike Loxley knows that he has absolutely nothing to lose. He has everything to gain if he can turn this thing around and if he can salvage the season.
You talked about expectations for the football program, Johnny. What do you like about the about areas of the football team? What areas stick out to you? Say, you know what, that's a strength, good part, they can build on that.
Well, I think the big strength, Steve, is probably the secondary. That's one of the veteran parts of this football team is the guys in the secondary. They have been riddled, unfortunately, this year by some pretty good quarterbacks and giving up a lot of yards and giving up an enormous amount of points. The linebacking core is good. They switched to a different defense this year. They moved Yannick Ngakoue from outside linebacker to defensive end in this new defensive scheme that Keith Dudzinski put in there. Offensively, I like the quarterback, Perry Hills, and he proved against Ohio State, which has a pretty good defense.
Yeah.
He shredded those guys for 170 yards rushing, and that's a Maryland quarterback record for most rushing in a single game. And I didn't have any idea this kid had that kind of speed. One of the runs, he ran, I think, 70 or 75 yards, and he gained 170 of whatever Maryland had in that game, which wasn't a lot. And I think him being the number one quarterback now for the rest of the season has to really give, I think, this football team the continuity and the leadership that they're looking for. As Coach Loxley said yesterday, if you haven't got a quarterback, you haven't got a successful team. You got to have a guy that can run it, that knows the operation. He can run, he can pass, he can lead and not make mistakes. And that's been the biggest problem with some of these guys who've been in there, with the interceptions, not able to move the ball on the ground one game, not able to throw it the next game. It's been just like an up and down roller coaster. The running backs are solid with Brandon Ross. He's over 1,000 yards in his career at Maryland, and you got outstanding receivers. I think this football team, Steve, is much better than a record of 2-4. I am shocked that they're in this particular situation right now, and it's not going to get any easier starting with you guys on Saturday. That's going to be a very, very tough game.
Will Likely, you've seen a lot of really good players as a returner, a corner, and I know he actually has also appeared at one play. They ran a jet sweep with him on offense. What makes him special, Johnny?
I think the toughness of this kid. I love to stand next to Will because I tower over him at 5'8".
You want to post him up.
Yeah, and he's 5'7". So I said, come here, kid, stand next to me. Make me look big. But he came out of an area, Steve, down in Florida, Belglade, which is right there in the middle of the state around Lake Okeechobee in Florida. And I'm a Florida guy myself, so we can kind of relate to where he grew up. And he grew up having to really kind of fight for things as he was a younger kid. And he's got that certain edge on him that nobody can beat him. I don't care if the receiver is 6'4", 6'5", he tells the coach, I want to take that guy. I want to go man-to-man coverage with this guy who's got all these great numbers and all these receptions, I'm going to shut him down. He likes that kind of challenge. He's a tough kid, and when you talk to him, you would not know this kid's ever played football. He's a soft-spoken, as nice, as humble. And every time I bring up to him about this honor, that recognition, it's always about the team. It's not about him. He said, that's very nice to be recognized, but that doesn't mean anything. What matters to me is that we win and we all play together for the same goal, and that's to have a successful football program. And I think the fans of Penn State will love watching this kid. Yeah. Nobody's kicking to him anymore. After he's had a couple of returns for touchdowns this year, he very seldom gets the ball kicked to him these last four games. They're kicking away from him, kickoffs, punts. And if you kick it to him, you're going to roll the dice because he is a pretty good chance he's going to burn you.
Yeah, that's exactly the thought process. I know they're taking Old Cole Fieldhouse, and it's being converted. In upgrading facilities, what can that do for Maryland down the road, thinking big picture here, 5 years?
Well, they have to have facilities because now that you're in the Big Ten with the big boys, everybody's got great facilities, practice facilities. Maryland had no indoor facility whatsoever. Certainly, Cole Fieldhouse has got all that history with all the great basketball games that I've seen and the other people have seen in that building. But to make it over into a football facility now is going to be terrific. Hello, ladies. How are you? Good. It's going to be terrific. I think that they're going to have to, I'm sorry, Steve. I was just acknowledging some of my admirers here.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Walking on the sidewalk with a box full of food. coming from the same restaurant I'm about to eat at. But back to Coldfield. I think it's a great move. It's something that they had to have for recruits that come in. And if you're recruiting against the Penn States, the Michigan States, the Ohio States, you better have the very, very best facilities possible. And if you don't, you better start upgrading those things. So I think it's going to be terrific. They needed it.
Yeah. How do you feel about the Baltimore component of this, of playing the game? Obviously, it's trying to keep a high profile throughout the entire state, but doing this once in a while as opposed to Byrd Stadium.
I'm sorry, Steve, you broke up here. I'm in a dead cell. Yeah. Try that again.
Yeah, the Baltimore component of this. Obviously getting around the state, but how do you feel about doing this once in a while as opposed to Byrd Stadium?
Oh, I think it's terrific because you get more people to come see this game. Byrd Stadium holds maybe, you can squeeze in 52,000. M&T Bank has got 72,000 plus for every Ravens game. And the exposure for us in that market is terrific. Because that's where I know James Franklin likes to recruit in Baltimore. So does Mike Loxley. And they got a lot of good football players coming out of that city. And that's the great thing about playing in a pro venue like this. Very seldom do kids have a chance to play in an arena like this. It's almost like coming to your place in State College. Yeah. I mean, how often do you get a chance to play before that many people in one football game? Yeah. Not a lot of opportunities.
Talk about opportunities. When you've been around the players a little bit the last couple of weeks, what's been your sense around them?
I sense, since they made this coaching change, a different feel at practice. It's looser. It's more up-tempo. I think they understand that Mike Loxley's philosophy, it may be a lot different than Randy Etzel's philosophy was. Mike is a looser coach. He recruited so many of these kids. He's a terrific, terrific recruiter. And I just see a different atmosphere. I think we'll know if it's good or bad by the time the game starts on Saturday. But leading up to it, he's trying to get these kids to understand, let's go back to when you were growing up as a kid and playing football with your buddies on a Saturday or a Sunday in the park with no shirt on, a pair of shorts, no shoes, and just getting out there and drawing up plays in the sand. Let's go have a good time. And I think that's what was lacking up until now with a record of 2-4, that maybe the kids were playing too tight. Maybe they were looking over their shoulder a little bit too much. But I think it's been a whole different, more of a light atmosphere, if I can say that, at practice. And we'll see how that translates. And I think the first thing he said to these kids He said, I want you to get away from football for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. This is something that you learn from very difficult situations like we've gone through with the changing of a coach, and that's why you came here to play for Randy Edsall. Now you're going to have to deal with adversity. There's going to be a lot of this as you go on in life. You don't worry about us. You don't worry about the assistants. You don't worry about our job status. You worry about playing football this game against Penn State, and everything else will fall into place. And I really like that attitude. Yeah. I think the players have really bought into it.
Yeah, I completely agree with what he said. That's exactly right. I can't let you get out of here without one quick basketball question. Mark Turgeon obviously has built a really, really nice program, and a lot of people will feel that they will be one of the top five teams in the country going into the season. Now you got to play it out. How does he handle the expectation part? Is he the kind of guy that wants his guys to embrace it, or is it something he likes to fend off?
No, I think he wants them to embrace it. He said the best thing about being ranked as high as they are is the fact that it's great for recruiting. It's great for the fan base. It's great for the media, selling season tickets. All these things are just terrific. He said, but we haven't played a game yet. He said, and these guys understand. They do it with a smile on their face. They love the recognition, but he really keeps their feet on the ground. He was so funny. He said, the first time we lose a game, you watch. You'll be the only friend I have, you and Steve Jones. Nobody else will even know who I am. And then I can't coach. The players can't play. Yeah. Let's get a new coach in here. He said, that's just the nature of the beast.
Good.
But
yeah.
they understand. The biggest problem he's going to have, Steve, is he can go 10 deep. Where do you give all the guys minutes?
Right.
That's going to be – but this is a pretty good problem to have. And they've never been ranked this high in many, I think even back before the 2002 national championship team. I don't think they were ranked this high, maybe number three or four.
Yeah.
But this is the highest, and everybody's excited about it. They can't wait for the season to start.
You'd be amazed. Too much talent is not a problem.
All right. I know. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Johnny, thanks so much. I can't wait to see you Saturday.
Hey, Steve, thank you. Have you done a game at M&T Bank Stadium
yet?
Never
have been in the stadium.
Yeah, you'll love it. You will love for us broadcasters, it's a great place to do a game, and I think you'll really enjoy being there.
I'm looking forward to it. More looking forward to seeing you, though.
All right, Steve, thank you very much. Great to be with you.
All right, the great Johnny Holiday joining us. And Maryland 2-4, he says, has loosened things up. This is what happens, I think, a lot of times when you do make a coaching change. Normally, I don't care if you're making a managerial change, you're making a coaching change, whatever it happens to be. I think you'll notice there's a base pattern that happens. That base pattern is, normally they go with someone who is a different personality than the guy that had the job before. Randy Edsall certainly was somebody that is a disciplinarian, somebody who actually did a great job of cleaning up a lot of things down there. Didn't get a lot of credit for it, but did clean up a lot of things down there. But Mike Locksley now has taken over. He has seen how the players reacted to that. And so, as Johnny said, he's loosened up the reins. Made it a little more fun in practice. You know, there's still plenty of business, but has decided to take a different tact and see how they respond. But now they're at least a stable quarterback with Perry Hills, and they have a style they want to play. The book is wide open tomorrow. Nobody has any idea what page of the playbook that Mike Locksley wants to go with. It's not as if he hasn't been down this road before himself. And we'll see. But I'm also a big believer as well that you can open up the playbook all you want and do certain things. And there may be moments that you can surprise somebody, but it does come down at some point to what names are in the circles and what names are attached to the X's. That part doesn't change. And as he said, they have some really good players. Hills has played well. I will point out that against Ohio State, they hit a long touchdown pass. Pills did to DJ Moore. Well thrown, by the way. And Moore got behind Von Bell in the secondary. They beat him in a zone coverage. and he scored. The other 75-yard run by Hills was a pass play. He went back, he looked right, looked up the middle, there was nothing there, and he ran 75 yards to set up a touchdown. Ross is a power runner, Wes Brown not bad to the edge. Yannick Ngakoue outstanding as a pass rusher. Jermaine Carter not a bad middle linebacker, and Will Likely at corner and as a punt returner, just terrific. That'll be 3:30 tomorrow. We're on beginning at 2 o'clock. Final half hour of the show coming up. Frank Bodani, York Daily Record, is going to join us. We're brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. We've made it to the final half hour. Great to have you with us. Our thanks to Roman Stubbs of the Washington Post who joined us in the opening half hour. Daniel Gallen from the Baltimore Sun who joined us in the second half hour. Previous half hour, Johnny Holiday, the play-by-play voice of Maryland football and men's basketball. In just a few moments, Frank Bodani, the outstanding beat writer from the York Daily Record. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Plenty of help, by the way, to bring the cases of the car, free parking as well. Water, soda, snacks. Fresh, hot roasted peanuts. Bags are right there at the register. The pickle bar is second to none. And it's all at Brewers Outlet. One-stop shopping. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up tonight. Everything's going on this weekend. You'll have fun. You'll have everything ready to go to sit there and watch games and enjoy them in the comfort of your own home. Or maybe you're going someplace else to watch games. You'd like to bring something over to a friend's house to watch? Great. And, of course, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. High school football coming up across the area tonight. Eagle 107 will have Sealands Grove tonight, trying to keep that undefeated season rolling when they roll into action tonight. On Eagle 107, that's at 7 o'clock with a 6 o'clock airtime. Looking forward to that tonight. Pat O'Brien, Ryan Brandt with the call there. Meanwhile, on WMLP Talk Radio 1380, Milton and Mifflinburg coming up tonight, and Steve Williams will have the call on that. And don't forget, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Kevin Herr and Dave Ritchie, the Chief, together, outstanding broadcast team, to bring you Shikellamy and unbeaten Loyal Sock this evening, 7 o'clock the kickoff, 6:30 the airtime right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Then coming up tomorrow, Bucknell's homecoming game with Georgetown at Christie tomorrow. You'll be able to take in the Bucknell game and then get home in time to see Penn State. Fabulous. All right. So a big weekend being set up. Also great to bring in Frank Badani, York Daily Record, truly one of the, in my opinion, one of the outstanding beat writers who has great perspective. Frank, welcome. It is great to have you with us.
Hey, thanks a lot, Steve. Great to be here.
Seven games in, pro and con, what are you seeing with Penn State right now?
Well, I guess the pro obviously would be the defensive line, which we, I think, knew would be a strength, but had no idea that maybe Carl Nassib would be dominating the way he is every week. Definitely another pro who we're just getting to see, Saquon Barkley in offense, a tailback. I think those, I mean, they have to be the two big things that stand out as we move to the second half of the season, positively. I mean, negatively, the passing game, and I think that incorporates Christian Hackenberg, the offensive line, maybe the design a little bit, the play calling. That would be the biggest negative. I mean, that's the thing everybody's talking about on all the message boards and all the talk shows, you know, all the fans. What's going on? How can Penn State not get the passing game going better?
Okay. Let's get to the Barkley part first. You've seen a lot of great backs both at Penn State and with other teams. Mm-hmm. What is it about him that you see something special in?
I think, you know, I wish I could say I was an expert with running backs or never played the game myself, okay? But I think to make a great running back, it's what, five, six, seven different things, maybe different qualities. Saquon has more of those qualities than I think any true freshman that I've seen at Penn State. You know, the vision combined with the power for such a young age when he's running, breaking tackles, combined with enough speed, combined with not so much, it's that quickness, you know, that quickness and decisiveness on his cut that makes him get, for example, to the outside when he doesn't, like, how did he get there that quick, you know?
Exactly. Now, when you look at the defense, up front, you watch Nassib, Johnson, Zettel, even Sickles at times. What's working there, in your opinion?
I think you knew that Austin Johnson and Zettel were just dominant athletes at that position coming into the season. They just were that good. They just had that combination of, you know, the size but the quickness. Is there a 325-pound defensive tackle in the nation quicker than Austin Johnson? I find that hard to believe.
Right.
And Anthony, not as big, but Anthony already showed that incredible athleticism. You know, he's not as big as Austin, but that incredible athleticism combined with that drive that he has that just goes off the charts to be able to make him make those big plays. You know, you don't see Anthony maybe as often as Carl because of the position he plays, but who else can, say, not have a tackle in a game like Anthony and then still knock down two passes and contribute in a huge way at that position when he's getting double teamed?
You say you do a lot of blog work, answer a lot of questions. What are some of the primary questions that you're getting at this stage of the season? Now, obviously, one of them is the pass game.
And in particular, it's just question after question about Christian Hackenberg. Why isn't he better? What's the deal with him? And then John Donovan, the offensive coordinator. And you're never going to get, you know, you're never going to get specific answers from these guys, from Coach Franklin on these matters. You don't expect to. But those are the questions. Why can't these guys, you know, the offensive line is a year older. So, okay, even if they're not great linemen, okay, they're a year older, more experienced, have to be a little stronger than last year. So things should be decisively better, or at least we can see that they're better from last year in the past game. I think people just want to know why it's not.
Right. Moving forward, you see the schedule the way it sets up. How much you're down in York? So what kind of cachet does Maryland carry down there?
Not a lot, to be honest with you. I don't think. I mean, there's little bits and pieces of, you know, you'll see some fan talk here and there, but no, not that much. I mean, we're only an hour away from Baltimore and not a whole lot further away from College Park, but
finally get you a home game.
Yeah, I mean, Penn State can't play any closer to York than this Saturday. But no, I don't think, I mean, Maryland, when I was a kid in the 70s into the early 80s, Maryland had a little bit more of a run of, you know, ranked teams. And I think that's what it takes, because there's a lot of people from the south central part of Pennsylvania that have roots with Maryland, I think would be more into following Maryland, but there's not the success, there's not any kind of sustained success there. So I don't really think it's a big player. Now, Randy Etzel was the head coach for a while. He's from this area.
Right.
I think he tried to really do a better job of himself making appearances in this area, recruiting in this area in the Pennsylvania, and I think that was maybe beginning to help. But again, no sustained success. That's what it counts. Hey, the Baltimore Orioles were the team here, but when you don't win for 15 years, they become much less of the team.
Right. That's interesting. The Ravens have any kind of feel in that area, or is it Eagles Steelers area?
Sure. The NFL, I think, is a different animal. Once, you know, bigger overall fan following, because it doesn't matter where you went to school. It's the NFL. It's Sunday football. And now in our area, it changed when the Colts left.
Right.
Around 1983, because all of a sudden everybody were Oriole fans and then whatever other NFL team you decided to pick. And now there's become increased, you know, Steelers. I think Steelers still went out in this area. I still think there's enough transplants. They've had so much success. But then it is split. The Eagles are right there with the Ravens. It's kind of a, I mean, it's a three-way battle.
Yeah. All right, moving forward, the next five games coming up. What are you looking to see that tells you that there's progress that is like big step forward progress for Penn State?
Balance, a little more balance in the offense. So we saw where the offense was before Saquon Barkley really made his mark. Then you saw how he was almost exclusively the only weapon last Saturday, other than two passes to Chris Godwin. So balance, more balance now that you have Saquon Barkley as such a valuable asset, if he can stay healthy. How do you balance that off? I think if you look back on Saturday, the thing that gets me, how can you possibly beat the number one team in the country when you only throw the ball 13 times? We're not even talking about how many passes were completed. How do you expect to win that game with 13 passes? So where do we go balance-wise moving forward? I think it'll be easier because the next three teams are not Ohio State,
right.
But I think that's what I'm looking for. And these next three games, the most important part of the Penn State schedule, they have to beat Maryland, Illinois, and I think at this point you have to beat Northwestern, even if it's on the road. Northwestern
sure.
Struggled the last 2 weeks because, you know, you look beyond that, Steve, and you have Michigan and Michigan State, which are could be a lot harder. You got to get the wins when you can. If Penn State wins 7 or 8 regular season games, I think most fans, you take it. It was only the second year of James Franklin. Last year, they had to tread water to get by. This year, they're truly rebuilding for the first year. 7 or 8 regular season wins would be pretty good.
All right. The other night in watching the game, I think a lot of people have been fascinated by seeing the speed of Brandon Polk, and they see what Saquon Barkley does. Ohio State puts four guys like that in the field at once: Marshall, Wilson, Miller, Barrett, and then they have Elliott to balance off Barkley. You've seen also what Penn State's done recruiting. Do you feel that Penn State is, when you combine the recruiting with some of the younger guys in this team, that they're closing that gap? Because Ohio State will stay the same the entire time. They'll still stay at a high level. Are you seeing that combination of closing the gap?
Oh, definitely. It's just going to take longer than what most fans, you know, they don't have any patience, especially when things didn't go as drastically awful on the field as what people predicted when the sanctions first came down. So and then they get lessons, so then people immediately kind of fall back into that, okay, let's win. But it's going to take a while. But, yeah, I think recruiting is the huge thing. So not only has James Franklin been able to recruit to rebuild from what they lost, he's recruiting at a higher level than Penn State, at least I believe, at least his first couple, these last two classes, at a higher level than even, I don't know, the last 10, 15 years. If he keeps doing this, hands down, that's the way it is. So we got back-to-back recruiting classes that are going to be really, really good with the type of speed you mentioned and the athleticism you mentioned. That's what you have to have. I mean, you have to have that to compete against Ohio State.
you'll have a better answer for this than I ever would. People have brought up the question of separation. Let's face it, there. What I'm doing, I do a lot of time following the ball. Right. Mm-hmm. You'll get sometimes where you're sitting just a wider perspective sometimes of the entire play. Are you seeing separation or not from receivers downfield?
It's a good question. I think I have a tendency sometimes to do what you do, even though I am sitting up there. I don't know. My first reaction is it makes me wonder what are the receivers, aside from just pure separation, how hard are the receivers working with Hack? I mean, how well is that going? Because it just seems to me that maybe as a whole, those guys are not giving Christian as much support. And it's hard because, you know, there's a lot of things that go into that. You know, the coaches coaching up those receivers, the formations on the field compared to what the defense throws out there. It just seems to me like a lot of times Christian will look to throw. Who's he throwing to that's open?
Right.
For example, there's definitely been a couple of plays where we saw last week where Mike Gesicki, the tight end, or someone was going out short. He was blanketed. So Christian's safety valve option, so to speak, 5 yards down the field was completely covered, and that's not the first game that that's happened. So I think maybe what you're getting at is that, unfortunately, maybe these guys need a little bit more experience as receivers. I just think they're not doing. There's a disconnect. They're not upholding their end of things. To me,
I'm only asking only because sometimes you know you'll have a wider view of it than I do. Because I mean, let's face it. I couldn't tell you right now what kind of separation Ohio State receivers were getting because of the way JT Barrett's hiding the ball. I'm trying to find it.
Oh, my gosh. Separation go into, though? I think some people think that that might just mean how fast the guy is and how precise his route is, but maybe that has to do with, well, how hard is that receiver working every play, like coming off the line of scrimmage? How well do they have a connection, Christian, and that receiver so that if something, you know, can he break off of that? Can he kind of read into his man coverage and get open and be right on page with Christian? Maybe that's a part of this next step that some of these younger receivers haven't taken yet.
Frank Bodani, York Daily Record, joining us. I would assume because of your job you have a Twitter account, correct?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We saw what happened with the punter, Blake O'Neal. You know, anything that we have in whether it happens to be the internet or Twitter or whatever, there are awesome, incredible, positive uses of each. And then, of course, you're going to have people that are going to ruin it for everybody else because they misuse it. How do you feel about Twitter? Do you enjoy having that account? What do you see on there sometimes that are head scratchers versus responsibility?
The positives are that we're able to promote our stories, our work, other people's stories and work. We're able to give insights that others can get really quickly. It's immediate. You know, you see Twitter, you get it in 2 seconds. Obviously, the negatives, it's a forum for people to complain and do it in really bad ways, but you're never going to stop it. So I think the key is, how do you deal with it? Sam Ficken dealt with it and overcame it, became a better person for being able to deal with it. And it's not going to go away. It's always going to have some bad qualities to it. So the players need support on how to deal with it, but it's a teaching lesson. You know, you're going to have tough things in life. Joe talked about it. How do you deal with the hard parts of life is going to be what's going to define you.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. How do you deal with it?
Sam became a better kicker and a player and a person because of that and the way he overcame it, is my thought.
Great point. Frank, thanks so much. I'm glad we got you back in to finish out there. Appreciate it.
Hey, that's wonderful. Thank you. I look forward to seeing you Saturday.
As always, my friend, thank you.
Yes. Take care.
Frank Bodani, York Daily Record. All right, what a fun show today. Our thanks to Roman Stubbs, Washington Post, who joined us in the opening half hour. And if you missed any of these, you can go back to the Steve Jones Show podcast. Second half hour, Daniel Gallen, beat writer, Baltimore Sun. Johnny Holiday, the play-by-play voice of Maryland football and men's basketball. And, of course, Frank Bodani, York Daily Record. Fun show today. Tomorrow's game is a 3:30 kick. We're on beginning at 2 o'clock here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. tonight on News Radio 1070 WKOK High School Football. Shikellamy looking to make it 3 wins in a row as they kick it into gear tonight and take on unbeaten Loyal Sock. Shikellamy at home tonight. And Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie with the call. 6:30 will be the pregame, and the kickoff is set for 7 o'clock this evening on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Bucknell plays tomorrow. Georgetown, homecoming at Bucknell. You'll be able to take in the Bucknell game and get back in time to see Penn State. So it's a really, is that to me, that's a great scenario and that you can do that. And before you go to the Bucknell game, you want to make sure you're fully stocked for tailgating. All right, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. They sponsor our show every Friday, and we're proud to have them as a sponsor because they have the best selection of imports, domestics, and microbrews, water, soda. The snacks, the peanuts are fresh, hot roasted every day, and the pickle bar is second to none, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And, of course, very proud to be in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Penn State tomorrow, Maryland, 3:30 the kick. We're on beginning at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Intriguing matchup for Penn State. Maryland, 2 weeks to prepare, playbook wide open. You don't know what to expect. You could get everything from a reverse to likely playing a little bit more on offense. He actually ran a jet sweep offensively against Ohio State. So you don't know what you're going to get. They could do a wide variety of things. But Penn State should be able to play their game. I think Penn State can run the ball against this team. They also play a soft zone, and they play about 90-plus percent zone, but it's also a soft zone. Likely is a tough customer at that one corner, but there are other areas they can attack with the passing game. Hills is mobile, and he does run the read option, but nobody runs it like JT Barrett. But they'll have to play that read option much, much better. We know that. And special teams will be critical. Likely is so great on punt returns. As Johnny said, nobody's kicking the ball to him lately. Kickoff is 3:30 tomorrow. We're on beginning at 2 o'clock. And don't forget, Shikellamy tonight at 7 with a 6:30 airtime with Kevin and the Chief. Have a great weekend, everyone, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.